Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to Spoiled After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me, as you know. This is one of the segments that I take once a week to talk about some things that are on my mind. And what's on my mind today is trade and small business. By now, as you, most people aren't surprised to learn that small businesses in America is actually quite big. You've heard the stats from the U.S. Small Business Administration that there are over 27 million small businesses representing 99.7% of all U.S. employers. You've heard me say that before for a long time, right? And I love reminding us that these little powerhouses, you and me, we signed the front. We endorsed the front of half of all private sector paychecks, and produce about the same percentage of the nation's GDP. It's pretty impressive, isn't it? But there's a 21st century stat that begs the next question. With 94% of the world's customers outside of our borders, what's the impact of trade on small business? What's the impact of trade on small business? You might be surprised to learn that according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, small businesses represent 98% of all U.S. exporters and producing about one-third of the total export value. However, considering that all U.S. exporters number less than 300,000, it's easy math to see that small exporters are a fraction of the total Main Street machine. So armed with these numbers, casual observers can be forgiven for assuming that the level of disruption by the trade disputes being negotiated by the Trump administration only impacts about 1% of small businesses. If you just did the numbers I just gave you, you could do quick math and say if there's an impact by the trade disputes on small businesses, it's just a very, very small number. But you know what, folks, that's not the whole story on trade. Over the past 30 years, the marketplace has experienced an unprecedented shift. Downsizing big businesses turned outsourcing into a best practice by vertically integrating small contractors, just like you. I bet many of you are vertically integrated into your B2B customers. And you're vertically integrated into their operation, into their production systems, as well as their supply chain. They can't do without you. They've downsized to the point where they're using your company and others to fill in the jobs that they no longer staff up there on their own, typically not customer-facing assignments, right? Well, today this trend continues to increase the number of small businesses positioned as stakeholders in both the challenges and the opportunities of their large customers, including trade. Whatever is happening to their customers is affecting them, because if you're that vertically integrated, if they catch a cold, you get pneumonia, right? Including trade. Consequently, when you add a couple of 100,000 small exporters to millions of small firms whose big customers have global customers, our big customers that we're vertically integrated into have global customers, the trade dispute impact zone definitely overlays Main Street America. The trade impact zone absolutely overlays Main Street America. Since the Trump administration's attempts to reset our global trade deals have created much debate and not a little anxiety, we wanted to know what our small business audience thought about all this. And so in our weekly online poll earlier this year, we asked, are you concerned that President Trump's trade strategies will hurt your business? Two-thirds said no. The other third varied between very concerned to somewhat concerned. Prior to learning the information I just gave you, before I gave you the numbers earlier, Would those numbers have surprised you that one-third was concerned and two-thirds were not? Well, recently in a more specific follow-up trade impact question, we asked, have you been directly or indirectly impacted by the Trump trade tariff strategy? Here's what we learned. Apparently, the two-thirds group in the earlier poll knew their business and customers, and as those same people reported, we haven't, meaning two-thirds, we haven't been impacted and don't expect to be. Of the remaining third, about 4% said they were already being impacted, and the rest, about one-fifth, reported that they were being impacted. So that's the vertically integrated side, folks. So it's about the same number. You can see by these numbers that the small business sector becomes a direct and or indirect collateral stakeholder during trade negotiation disruptions. It's not just the direct exporters. That's what the first question asked. Are you doing exporting? About two-thirds, no, and about one-third, yes. But then are you being impacted directly or indirectly? About the same number. But that's a big number. You take if you've got one-third of 27 million, that's a lot of folks, isn't it? And if about one-third are being somewhat or significantly disrupted by the trade disputes, that's a big deal. My purpose is not to pass judgment on President Trump's strategy. Indeed, if he's successful, even if the negotiating process is painful, as you know, now millions of small businesses stand to benefit from new and fairer trade deals. Have you ever thought about that? I've been asking that question. What if President Trump is wildly successful, he resets all these trade deals, that's going to just, the money is going to come and play in your backyard, those of you who are anywhere close to involved in trade. But as a 24/7 news cycle hoses us down with trade negotiation breaking news, and your head snaps around in response to the tiny object stock index fluctuations, for example, in your 401k, before you do all that, just remember that there are only a few thousand U.S. big businesses buckled into this roller coaster, but the small stakeholders holding on for dear life are numbered in the millions. Think about that, folks. Once again, nothing small about America's small businesses, and the world is the better for it. Just some things to think about when next time that you're taking in the news about the trade negotiations and who it's impacting. And of course, never want to minimize the farmers, the small farmers out there who are in the middle of this as well. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.